Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. I'm your host tonight, Dr. Alfreda Love, and this is the day, the night that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, my co-hosts, each and every one of you for tuning in to the AlfredaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. On tonight, we're going to have a very special night because we're going to look at and take to God our needs and our wants. Amen. And many of you are saying, wow, this is Thursday, and we usually have our needs and wants on a Monday. But guess what? We're going to have our needs and wants on today and on tomorrow, God's will. We're going to have praying with love and power. And then we're going to have a little study, an encouraging word, because this is Acceleration Week. Acceleration Week means to move forward. If you missed the ministry a couple of days ago, be sure to go back and listen to it, because we are accelerating. God is doing some great things. God has done some great things within this particular week, and he's going to continue to do that. Every week we're going to have a theme, but this week is Acceleration Week. Acceleration means to move forward in a positive way. It means God is going to expedite his plan. Did you hear what I said? God is going to expedite his plan, not our plan, but his plan, because God has plans for us to prosper. Amen? Amen. We're going to go ahead and get started by reading Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9, out of the Watchtower, and it says, "Give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good. His loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods, for his loyal love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his loyal love endures forever. He alone does great wonders, for his loyal love endures forever. He skillfully," did you hear what I said? "He skillfully made the heavens, for his loyal love endures forever. He spread out the earth over the waters, for his loyal love endures forever. He made the great lights, for his loyal love endures forever. The sun to rule over the day, for his loyal love endures forever. The moon and stars to rule over the night, for his loyal love endures forever." I have read to you Psalm 136, Numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the ears, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for blessing us so we were able to wake up this morning and you started us on our way. We thank you for giving us a reasonable portion of our health and strength. We ask that you bless those who are in the hospitals, bless those who are coming out, and bless those who are thinking about going in. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you take away the pain from our heads, our neck, our backs, our legs, wherever the pain is, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you take away that pain, Heavenly Father. Lord God, we ask in the name of Jesus, would you continue to bless our eyes to look up to the hills from which cometh our help, because we know that all of our help comes from you. Bless our ears to be able to continue to hear your word and to continue to disseminate the word of God to the people. We ask, would you bless us to continue to sing praises, Heavenly Father. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for building us up. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for all of the open doors and all of the connections, Heavenly Father, and your grace, your mercy, and your favor that you didn't have to give, but you did anyway. And we say thank you. Lord, we thank you for what is to come. We thank you for new beginnings. We thank you for those things that are ending. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you bless us to continue to be beacons? Would you bless us to continue to be lights of the world? We ask that you bless us to have a forgiving heart and open mind, too, so that we can renew our own spirits through you. We ask in the name of Jesus, would something be said or done that we edify and magnify who you are, oh, tonight? We ask in the name of Jesus, as we come to you, bringing you our needs and our wants, that we don't come to you in a selfish manner, but in an humble manner, thanking you with praises within our mouths, carrying on our backs, on our shoulders, on our minds, and on our hearts that we don't need to carry. We ask in the name of Jesus, would you remove it right now? We ask, Heavenly Father, and we thank you for each and every person who is on this line, those who are going to come, and those who will listen a couple of days from now. We ask, Heavenly Father, now that we get ready to transition into our needs and wants, into the higher power, and be into your presence. We ask, Heavenly Father, would we come as empty cups ready to be filled? This is one of your servants' prayers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen. We're praying for all types of allergies that's going on. My head has been hurting, and it's not complaining. I thank God for being able to even feel the pain. But just to give you a little background, my head has been hurting like the whole week, right? And so we serve a good God. We serve a mighty God. It's kind of lighting up right now. Amen. That's what I'm talking about. But there's a lot of things in the air, so just be careful with all these allergies and sinuses. But we're going to have a good time on tonight, amen? Amen. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to get started with our needs and wants. Of course, I want you to get out a sheet of paper, get something to write with, and I want you to draw a cross, a large cross on your paper. A large cross, the cross that Jesus hung on, because I want you to take it that serious. At the top, I want you to put yes. But God says put yes, Lord. Yes, and yes, Jehovah, same person. Okay? I want you to put at the top, listen very closely, listen very closely, listen very closely, because God is showing a revelation. Listen very closely. I don't want you to miss this. Listen very closely. Listen very closely. Pay attention. Pay attention. So you won't miss your blessing. Pay attention. Pay attention. All right. So at the top, at the very top of your paper, I want you to put acceleration. Okay? At the top of your cross on one side, I want you to put yes, Jehovah, and I want you to put yes, Lord. Lord is showing me something. Then I want you to put, of course, in the box like we usually do, put add, multiply, divide, power. Then draw another railroad. And I want you to put prayer. And I want you to put, remember when I told you to put blessing? And remember I told you that if you was an individual who was basically, you had envisioned something before we talked about this, I told you to put it down. I said, but if not, if you was one of those individuals, I said, put down what you're envisioning. I said, and trust in God. We're going to still do that, okay? Okay. Where you should have acceleration. Where your cross is at the top, you should have yes, Jehovah, and yes, Lord. In your first quadrant, in your first box, you should have add, and you might want to put a plus sign. Then you have a multiply, X sign. Now, don't get the X mixed up, because the X is not Xing something out. It's multiplying. Okay? Talk about dividing something. We're basically talking about, let's not use that word. Let's use balance. Amen. Praise God. Let's use balance, because we're not dividing anything. Remember I told you about the balance beam. And I said that, you know, in life sometimes, and you know, when you're on a balance beam, and for whatever reason, someone jumps off, someone goes over the edge, then bam, you hit the ground. Ouch! But then you have to get back up and balance. You don't just stay there. Amen? Amen. You have to get back up and you have to balance. You have to find, what is your balance? What is it that you're balancing? What is your balance in life? What's going to balance you? Then we talk about the power of God. What do you want God to put his power on? What situation? What problem? What do you want God to put his power in your life? There are many different aspects. He will talk about, I want God to put his power in my family aspect, in my financial aspect, in my career aspect, in my dreams aspect, in my building, in my business. We talk a little bit about that. What do you want God to put his power in? Then and this should be everything. Praise God. Amen. Then we talk about prayer. Who are we praying for? We're praying for ourselves. We're praying for our families and our friends. We're praying for those who have suffered losses. We're praying for those in the hospital, those who are going through pain. We're praying for individuals. Blessings. What is it? We're going to write the vision and make your plan. This time, I don't want you to just put, you want to have a youth center, or you want to have a library, or you want to have a talk show, or you want to have this or that. I want you to write it out. And God is speaking three sentences. he said, you know, in the Bible, and I want to tell you this very quickly. I have to be obedient. In the Bible, you know, it says, so we have not because we ask. We don't ask. Well, God says that you don't know, in other words, the opportunities because you don't write out the vision. And if the vision is not written out, then nobody knows what your vision is. So you have to write out the vision and make it plain. And God is able to do everything. Amen. Amen. We serve a good God. Praise God. So we're going to put on some music. And we're going to, put on some music. And we're going to have an opportunity to fill out our chart. As I always tell you, I don't want you to be selfish because God's ear is listening and he's answering prayers. Not just because this is the Afri to Love show, but this is God's show. And God has just authorized me to speak on this particular ministry, the words that come out of my mouth. I have to pray to God for those words. Amen. So everything belongs to God. I don't own anything. This radio, none of that. I don't own anything. Praise God. Amen. So when looking at this, I don't want you to be selfish just because we have the ear of God. And that's actually a book that's coming, The Ear of God. Just because we have the ear of God does not mean that we just forget about our neighbors, we forget about our other family members, we forget about our friends, we forget about people in general. We want to be sure that when we're adding things in this box, we also include or be inclusive to our families, our friends, and other individuals. Okay? All right, because we don't want to be selfish. Because if you're selfish, then you don't get blessed. And it's just not good to be selfish. Amen? Amen. All right, you're listening to the AfritaLoveShow.com, StellarGospelMusic.com, where Jesus shines with love. And I am your host, Dr. Afrita Love. And we're getting ready to get into the presence of God. God is already here. And we're getting ready to fill out our charts. Thank you so much for tuning in on tonight. Thank you. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, I want you to look at your chart. And I want to explain something to you, okay? Acceleration, the reason why you have acceleration at the top is because God's plan is going to be accelerated for your lives. How do you know that I am speaking to you? Well, you're not here by circumstance. You're not here by accident. You intentionally, for whatever reason, clicked on or dialed this particular line. So we have over 600 individuals on this line. So when we talk about acceleration, we're talking about going forward. God says you must move forward. Amen. He says he has a plan and a purpose for us to prosper. But when you look at this chart takes us to a whole nother dominion. Jesus, Jehovah, is the Lord is the head of our lives. That's why God said that he put Jehovah and Jesus at the head of our lives, because that's who we need at the head of our lives. That's who is able to accelerate our lives and to accelerate the plan for our lives. That's who's over everything. And when we look at adding, God says that the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. But for some reason, those individuals who are on the line now, we have been working in the fields for the Lord. And the Lord says harvest time has come, and he says expect some additions in all aspects of your life. God didn't mention anything specifically, but he says expect some additions in your life. Expect some additions in your life. He says the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. When Jesus talks about laborers, he's talking about individuals who labor for God. God says that in his vineyard, when we labor, he says there is a price. And God says that he adds to our lives. When we talk about multiply, you know, in math, we multiply, we make the numbers double. God says that his grace and mercy is sufficient. When we talk about multiplying, Jesus is speaking about the gift that he has given unto us. He says he will multiply the fruit. But when he talks about the fruit, he's not just talking about offspring. Jesus is talking about multiplying things within our lives. Some people need a double portion of happiness. Amen. Some people need a double portion of love. Some people need a double portion of wisdom and knowledge. Some people need a double portion of forgiveness. And so we talk about all those things we want God to give us a double portion of, a double portion of peace, a double portion of rest, a double portion of serenity, a double portion of happiness. Those are particular things that God says comes automatically when he begins to add unto our lives. You know the reason why, says the Lord, some people go through life and they're sad, they're depressed, they're hurt, is not because of circumstances, it's because there's a void within their lives. So we're going to begin to add within the lives of each and every person. Balance. And of course, I always correlate that to, or I always compare that to a balance beam. And for some whatever reason, you have to be very careful who you have within your circle because of this balance beam. God says there has to be a balance in your life. God wants his time. Your family want their time. Your friends want their time. And so you have to make sure that you're balancing your life. And we balance our life. What do we go on? We go on the Word of God. We spend time with God, and God said all those other things will be added unto you. Amen? So if you're not spending time with God, with Jehovah, then you need to begin to spend time with him. Take out an hour every four hours. You know, take out a couple of minutes just to say, thank you, Lord. I love you, Lord. I bless you, Lord. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for those doors, Heavenly Father. Just begin to thank God and praise God. Amen? Amen. We need to take our time and spend some time with God. Then we talk about the power. God says there are different things that we want God to bestow his power upon. Well, we talk about wisdom, and we talk about situations and circumstances. And so when we talk about the power of God, we're talking about what do we want God to display his power in. Now, a lot of people say that God already displays his power, but we have to make it very specific and distinct. What do we want in our lives? Because we have to be willing to want to change and accept the power of God. God says that whatever it is that we're going through, whatever it is that's happening, God says that if we do not allow God to utilize his power, then we carry that burden. So you have to be ready to release whatever it is that is holding you back, whatever demonic spirit, whatever thought it is, whatever's keeping you up at night. You have to be able to release it unto God. You have to say, Lord, I accept your power within me. Lord, I accept your power within me. Lord, I accept your power within me. You have to let those demonic spirits go. Amen. Then we talk about prayer. We're praying for everybody. There's so much going on in this world that we have to pray for everybody. Amen. And if we pray for everybody, then everything will be fine. We just need to pray for everybody and uplift each other. And as I said before, you know, the challenge was, you know, everyone need to be just, you know, everyone need to just be, in other words, how can I put this, more kind to each other, more loving, more helpful, later on about something that, project that we're working on, but just be more kind and helpful toward one another. Then we talk about the blessing. There's a blessing. There's a vision that I have. There's a vision that you have. If you don't have a vision, then go ahead and write the vision and make it plain. God says, write it today and make it plain. And keep praying about this vision, and God is going to open doors. God is already opening doors, and we say thank you for doing that. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise God. So this is your chart, and I wanted to mention in the middle of this chart where you see the railroad tracks, I want you to draw two circles where those lines intersect. The intersecting line is any time a line comes together. Okay, draw two circles. It doesn't matter where. God says that he's going to bind us with his love, bind us with his grace, his power, his mercy, his favor. He's going to accelerate us. God said he wants us to hold on tight to him and never let him go. In every decision, everything that we do, we need to make sure that we are including God. We need to make sure that God is always in the midst of everything that we do, and God promises that we will succeed. Whatever it is, God is opening up so many doors that we say, Lord, bless me to walk through the door you would have me to walk through, where I can continue to live in your will and your divine power. Amen. Amen. We don't want to get too comfortable. God says, I have doors open. Doors are opening. Amen. Amen. Y'all have to excuse me because my head is, these allergies are woo-hoo. But we're going to finish this up. Amen. Amen. Next, we're going to go ahead and we're going to go to our announcements. Be sure to continue to uplift your family and your friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedomlove, blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Also, you can go to AfreedaLoveShow.com and click on AfreedaLoveShow.com, or you can go to StellarGospelMusic.com. And with that, you will be able to hear and be right in the studio. In addition to that, I want you to understand and I want you to recognize that if you're a gospel artist, writer, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook Afreda Love at AFREDALOVE or EMOENY_love@yahoo.com. I would love to have you on the ministry. We are going to have a couple of gospel artists who are coming this week and who will be on the ministry. So I want you to be sure to listen in and support these particular gospel artists. This particular ministry is all around the world. So therefore, let us support one another. In addition to that, continue to pray for your family members. And when you do, in one line, and pray for them one by one specifically, pray for those you know, pray for those you do not know, and be sure to pray for yourself. Make sure you pray for yourself, because the prayer of the righteous availeth much. We want to pray for all those individuals who are in bereavement. We want to pray for all those individuals who are hurt. You know, we just want to pray for each and every person, people who are in the hospitals, coming out the hospitals, people who are going in. We want to pray for these headaches and neck pains and back pains and all these other pains. And, amen, we just want to pray and trust in God. Amen, because God's going to do it. Amen. The devil is alive, you know. So we just going to pray unto God. Amen. And we're going to keep blessing God. In addition to that, let's make sure that we visit AfreedaLoveShow.com. Now, I have a couple of questions here. I see about 10 people that just emailed me about the tutoring. So let's go ahead and go to AfreedaLoveShow.com. And I'm going to respond to your request, but I also want to make it public on the – I want to make it public as well on radio. Okay? All right. So As you all know, my name is Dr. Love, Coach Love, Afrita Love. I have an academic excellence tutoring consulting business, and the contact number is 1-800-969-5251. That's 1-800-969-5251. There are many different courses, writing, math, reading, history, science, language arts, ESL, and teacher certification. I work on all levels, from pre-K all the way to college. I am certified, and if you're interested, you can email me. Like many of you have right now, I have about 10 emails waiting that I'm going to answer tonight, right after this particular ministry. I have these particular subjects. I am able to conduct tutoring online or face-to-face, and we have to talk about face-to-face and things of that nature. So I'm able to conduct tutoring, okay? I wanted to make that clear. Also, we have consulting, and I am getting ready to partner with this particular consultant for some training and to write curriculum. Amen. So some of the topics that are covered during training is culturally responsive teaching, writing to win that has to do with creativity of writing, creating winning teams and organizations that has to do with the morale and the climate, the portrait of effective classrooms, what does effective classrooms look like, and we incorporate culturally responsive teaching within those classrooms. Everything that glitters is not gold, science. We talk about the hypothesis, and we talk about how to test and measure and how to understand the different charts, such as the different charts that are used in chemistry, and just how to understand science and make science fun. Engaging the unengaged, how do you engage a learner? ESL strategies. ESL is more than just putting a picture up. ESL has to do with kinesthetics, and it also has to do with visual auditory. Amen? Amen, just like any other instruction, but it goes a little bit further. Integrating techniques. What type of techniques are we talking about? Integrating techniques. We talk about integrating techniques. We're talking about integrating multiple levels of subjects within one subject so that students can be able to connect because what happens is we teach subjects in isolation. There are many books out about differentiated instruction. Okay, and it's about how to incorporate instruction, you know, how to differentiate it. Well, part of this training that makes it so unique with the integrating techniques is that not only are we incorporating different subjects and mixing them up, we connect the subjects. We connect math to reading to science. It's a connection. It's nothing is taught in isolation. So when I'm teaching, if I'm consulting or teaching math, then I'm going to connect that to science, history, social studies. So then when we get ready, I tell instructors, when you get ready to teach the other subject, then you go back, you revert back to those particular subjects. You should, it's a pendulum. It's all connected. It's a spiral. There's nothing that should be taught in isolation. Nothing. Everything should be connected, you know, like connect the dots. So what I do is I always show a demonstration of connect the dots. You know, you have to make sure that you're connecting the dots in each area. You can't teach something in isolation. You have to show how math, how was math correlated with reading? How was math correlated with history? You know, how is math correlated with science? How is math correlated with writing? You have to be able to show those distinct things, and this is what this presentation does. Matter of fact, that's one of my favorite. Then first year of teaching. First year of teaching, you know, I know in college everybody heard about Harry Wong, the first years of teaching. And so what we do is we're doing actually a study with first year teachers, and we're taking different, making up questions and taking different surveys, and we're going to bring those results back to some of the trainings to see how teachers really feel about their first year so that we'll know when we're consulting how to really equip these teachers. Amen? Amen. And so, yes, I provide tutoring services and consulting services as well. I know that school is getting ready to start. We're getting ready to go back. And so what you want to do is if you want to have a consultant, I would like for you to email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or you can call me at 1-800-969-5251. Now, if you need tutoring, you're doing fine. Just go ahead and email me, and we can set that up. Online, I have online capacities as well as face-to-face, and we have to talk about face-to-face. But I have those capacities as well. And so you're free to do that. And as I said before, I'm going to answer everybody's questions on tonight as soon as this ministry is over. But this is one of my websites, AfritaLoveShow.com. If you need speakers or singers, talking to anyone who is writing movies, plays, any of that, then please contact me because I have several. EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Also, if you want to listen to the radio at any time, you can go to AfritaLoveShow.com. Everything's archived. One of my gospel artists is Sister Eddie Ruth Bradford. Be sure to check her out and support her music. Some show interviews and programs. As I said before, this particular one, we're going to have different shows that we're going to feature. If you have fitness questions, please be sure to ask those fitness questions. You have to click the submit button in order to get to me, okay? Tutoring, of course, I just mentioned that. So be sure to contact me. I have individuals contacting me, and I am ready to answer your questions. I'm ready to be of service to you. We can coordinate some times and get it going because part of my mission is educating everyone. Amen? One problem at a time. Yes, yes, yes. Pre-K through college. All right? All right. Also go to stellargospelmusic.com. Let's go ahead and click there real quick, stellargospelmusic.com. This is actually the gospel radio station. If you go to stellargospelmusic.com, welcome, okay? Right here you'll find news, and this really needs to be updated. You'll find that this is an international radio station, as you did see. There are many different individuals who listen. That's why I encourage artists to come on the ministry because we have people all the way in Canada, Norway, Sweden, the Philippines, as noted, as you can see on the website. If you want to contact me, once again, it's EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. Some of the services, we have tutoring services, we have consulting services, we have books, we have media, we have programs. So if you have an event coming up, and I'm going to post a couple of events, please be sure to Facebook me, well, email me, EMONYA_love@yahoo.com. And then on the next page, I will put your flyers and things like that on the website. And as you can see, there are many different things going on, and God is good, and he's greatly to be praised. Continue to pray one for another. Continue to send me those emails about tutoring and different aspects like that, and continue to be great for God. Do whatever God has asked you to do, and just be great for God, amen, because God, we serve a powerful God. We serve a mighty God. We serve an awesome God. So continue to just trust in God with all of your heart. All right? And I will get back with each and every person's question. I have about 100 answers, and I thank you. Continue to email me. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up because God is love. Till next time, which is tomorrow. Take care of yourselves and each other. This is your host, Dr. Everett. Love.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry, featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and that is his word. And on that, you can depend. Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.